Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills Podcast. Dag Heward Mills Podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. This Thursday, Bishop Dag will help you understand why it is important to be a Christian who is expectant for provision from God once you put your faith and trust in Him. Faith in God is what makes you pleasing to Him, and in today's teaching you will learn what it means to walk by faith and not by sight as a believer. Let's enter into today's teaching.
Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for this morning. It is an opportunity to be blessed, and it's an opportunity to be in your presence and to believe in you again. Help us, Lord Jesus. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. And would you kindly turn with me to Psalm 23, where we are going to pick off from where we left the other time. I shall not want. I shall not want. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you glad to be in church this morning? Do you believe in God? It sounds obvious, but we are finding out that we don't really believe. Now, we are continuing on with a series on I Shall Not Want by going into a new chapter. Hey, powerful. It's not been easy. We are going on with I Shall Not Want by moving on into a new section of I Shall Not Want. I Shall Not Want section one was about what? Do you have your chapters in the book? Because God is a provider. The next chapter was because of the many ways by which God provides for you. The third chapter was I Shall Not Want. Pardon? You shall build a house. The next chapter was you shall have food and raiment. And the next chapter was what? Because of the harvest. I shall not want because of the harvest. And we ended up with I shall not want because of the gospel. Now we're moving on. Huh? Because of the anointing for wealth. I shall not want because of the anointing for wealth. Give me all the volume you've got, all right? Albert, please see me immediately after service. Now, I shall not want because of the anointing for wealth. And we ended up with because of the gospel. Now, the next chapter is I shall not want as I walk by faith. I shall not want as I walk by faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, God has prescribed for us a way by which we should live. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
He has prescribed for us a way by which we should conduct ourselves and conduct our lives. Okay, and that way is a way of faith, believing. Angie, amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by luck. For we walk by luck, not by sight. We walk by chance. We walk by faith, not by sight. Amen. So you are supposed to walk by faith. Amen. And as you walk by faith and live by faith, God will take care of you. Amen. 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 Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 10, please. And we're going to look at verse 38. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Can you find Hebrews in your Bible? Can you find Hebrews in your Bible? Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. What does it say? Now the just shall live by what? Luck. Some people say good luck. Right? If you're a Christian, you should not be thinking of luck, wishing people luck. You should wish people the grace of God. And you should encourage people to walk by faith. Because our lives do not depend on good luck. Amen. If your life depended on good luck, then your life is as good as the life of an ant who may be squeezed tomorrow and die or may continue to live. Your life is as good as a gamble which somebody is gambling with. But the Bible says even the hairs on your head are counted. So how can you live by luck or by chance? You will not die by chance. The day you die is the day that God has determined that you should die. Long time ago. That is why you should not fear death. Because God has already determined your date of arrival and your date of departure. That is why women, you should not be so sad as you sometimes are when you have a miscarriage. Because the baby you lose could not come to earth. Because no human being can come to earth unless God has determined that that person should come to earth. If that is not the case, then you are an accident. Because many of us were products of somebody's pleasure for 3 minutes. Some of us were maybe not even wanted. The pregnancy was not wanted. And then we came to be. So can you say you feel so good in your life and so important? You feel that so many things are important in your life. You don't feel you are an accident. You feel that the whole attention of the world is on you. How many feel that the whole world is around your world? You get it? It's because you are not an accident. You are designed and created by God. Amen. And so God wants us, hallelujah, to live our lives by faith, walking in Him, walking by Him. And I ask you to open to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Let's read it. Now the just shall live by faith, not by luck, not by chance. That's what I was saying. So you cannot be a product of chance. If any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Now, you shall not want in this life because God will be happy with you. I said God will be happy with you. How many want God to be happy with you? You want God to have pleasure in you. If you want God to have pleasure in you, we must find out what makes God happy with certain people so that they do not want or need any good thing in this life. Is that not so? Is that not so? You must find out what makes God happy with people. Why is God happy with people? What makes him happy about this sister or that brother? Why? What do they do? Now, most of us feel that to be pleasing to God, there are five things you, if you don't do, you are really pleasing to God and you do not want. Hello? Are you listening to me? Number one, do not fornicate. Is that not so? Number two, do not smoke. Number three, do not drink. Number four, do not lie. And number five, do not steal. And then you are pleasing to God. Is that not so? Is that not what most people think? Raise up your hand if you feel that most of us think that way, that a good person, if you're going to marry somebody who does not smoke, he does not drink, he does not steal, he does not lie, he does not fornicate, He's a good person. And he shall not want. Because God will be with him. Can I have some volume so that I don't feel the strain, if possible? But I am here to share with you today, whether you want to hear it or not, I'm still preaching and you are still sitting there. That you shall not want because you walk by faith. God will be pleased with you when you decide to be a believing person. What makes the difference between we believers? Or who call ourselves the sons of the living God? Children of Almighty God. Favored by God. God has blessed us. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. What makes us the sons of God? What makes us sheep of his pasture? Because we don't smoke? Because we don't drink? I know a whole lot of Christians who smoke. And I know a whole lot of Christians who drink alcohol. In fact, my Lord Jesus, the miracle working Jesus, his very first miracle was to turn water into wine, in case you don't know.
I hear you.
Are you still around? So you may be ruling out the Lord Jesus in your righteous plans. Because Jesus not only made the wine, not just maybe drank some of the wine himself, but he made it for a whole lot of people. So that multiplied his, whether you want to call it a sin or what. So by your standards, Jesus perhaps may not even qualify. Are you righteous just because you don't smoke? Why? Lord, because I don't smoke. And why don't I smoke? Because my body is the temple of the living God. And thou shalt not defile the temple of the living God. And because I don't defile the temple of the living God, God himself has shown his eyes on me. And I'm blessed. You know, there are many things that defile the temple, that destroy the temple. Like sugar. I mean, I was sitting with a brother the other day. He had a small cup of sugar, a small cup of tea, and then he put in about 6 cubes. Is that 6 or how many did you put in? It says only 3. Sugar can also kill you. Sugar. It also destroys the body. You affect your blood cells. Your blood vessels. Your blood vessels. You see, your blood vessels are like a pipe tube. You get it? What is a heart attack? A heart attack is when your heart sort of stops. And what happens is that the heart itself is working like this. You get it? So it needs blood. Now the blood vessels also supply the heart. The heart also needs blood inside the muscles. But when you keep eating a lot of oil and sugar and all these kind of things, it fills the blood vessels that are going to the heart. So one day, it just closes like this. Because it's already thick from all your fats. So it closes like that suddenly. And then the heart doesn't get, blood to beat. So you feel the pain. Have you bent your leg before? And then you see that your leg was, you were at one place for a long time. And blood didn't go there. And you have some pain, you know, like that. Anansi or whatever. Anansi what? Achieve 9, okay. So that's what happens. So then the heart, suddenly the blood stops. And then they are dead. Because the heart is the one giving everybody blood. So if it has a problem, that's it. So it's very sudden. And then, pop, you are off. So that also comes from margarine, butter, oil, somebody said with chofi, a lot of the oil. So when we are eating, some of our stew is oil. And so on. So you are also destroying the temple of God. One bottle of Coca-Cola has about, you see, Coke. Have you seen cola? Have you chewed some before? It's very bitter. And so Coca-Cola is that coca, that Coke that the watchmen chew. Can you imagine how much sugar they've added before it became sweet? So one bottle of Coke contains about 6 cubes of sugar. I've already drank one already today. But as I was drinking the Coke or Fanta or whatever, nobody would have. But if you had seen me, Bishop, don't you know that you are destroying the temple of God? So we have created our own standards of things that these are righteousness, these are good, these are bad. But what is it that actually makes God happy with us these days? I relate with people not by what they say or how they look, but I am becoming more and more sensitive and aware of inside. It's more important than outside. But we are so used to assessing people from the outside that we rarely get to see what is going on the inside. But the inside is more important than the outside. Because God said, when Samuel went to anoint the new king of Israel, he saw, what's his name there? Eliab, one of the sons of David. And he chose him. He said, surely this must be the guy. I mean, the guy was handsome like Pastor Eddie. He was a leader. He was a worship person and so on. So Samuel said, this must be him. And God said, no. Look not on his outward appearance, nor on his countenance, nor on the height of his stature. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. It's not Eliab. Most of us would have chosen Eliab and left David out. Even David's father didn't choose David. He brought Eliab and all the guys because they were the nice people in the church. But David was out there and they didn't even select him, call him. So brothers and sisters, what is it that God is looking for? When I went to church today, they said that we can drink and then smoke and then all these things because Coca-Cola is the same as drinking and smoking. No, I didn't say that. Please, I am not saying that. I'm telling you categorically, I am not saying that. And I do not drink. I do not smoke. I do not believe in them. Alcohol is an evil thing. Do not participate in it. Period. Now, back to my point. I have to correct that one before you go and say, hey, now light out there, all the pastors are smoking. We are not smoking. We are not drinking. Please. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, what makes people have a good report with God? What makes God like this person when it's exam time after school and they're giving the report? This one, A, B, C, D, E, F. What makes God give this one A and give this one F? When we get to heaven, will you have an A? Will you have a B? Will you have a C? Will you have a D? Will you have an E? What makes you have an A in heaven now? What makes you have an A in heaven now as we are talking now? Because if you have an A in heaven, if you are approved by God, you will attract the attention of Jehovah. The Bible says Cornelius was offering up, alms and prayers. And the Bible says an angel appeared and said, your alms and your prayers have ascended before the throne of God. You have got the attention of heaven. What makes a person attractive to God? How can Bishop Heward Mills be pleasing to God? That's the question I asked the Lord this week. I was praying. I said, Lord, I'm not getting confused. Because you see, when I read Rick Joyner's book, you find out that even pastors who had, there was a pastor there who had written a whole lot of books. And who am I? I'm a pastor who has written a whole lot of books. The guy had written a whole lot of books. He was at the Sanquas part of heaven. He was at the inner part of the Zongo. Then another pastor has started a whole lot of churches. And he was doing very well and all that. When he came to heaven, he was at the Zongo part of heaven. Things were not. So I would say, Lord, what can I do that will make me do well when finally I get it? How many want to know what can make you do well when you finally get to heaven? Lift up your hand if you want to know. I've got the answer in the Bible. I say we've got the answer in the Bible. Hebrews chapter 11. I feel like preaching about it. That's why I'm preaching about it. Now, verse 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. Amen. Faith made the elders obtain a good report. Faith. They believed in things that were said to them, preachings that were preached to them, teachings that were taught to them, things that were said to them, visions that they had, works of knowledge that they had. They believed. When they had a dream, they believed. When their pastor spoke to them, they believed. When they heard the message, they believed. He said, for by it, the elders obtained a good report. Somebody said, oh, if I pray a lot, I'll have a good report. No. Somebody said, if I do a lot of outreach, I'll obtain a good report. Not necessarily. Faith will make you have a good report. Look at the last end of it. It's Hebrews chapter 11, verse 38. Of whom? Hebrews 11. Don't close at all Hebrews 11 till we go home. We'll stay there. Of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, verse 39, having obtained, and these all, Hebrews 11, 39, and these all, having obtained a good report, through faith, received not the promise. God having provided something better for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. So we are the same group, they and us. And when they got there, they had a good report because of their faith. So we too will get a good report because of the things we believe. I'm going to prove it to you right now. Listen on. I am talking, and I've almost finished preaching. I'm going to prove something to you. You're going to be astounded. I'm going to prove to you that it's not by your not fornicating, not drinking, not smoking, that you are going to go to heaven. And that God is happy with you. I'm going to prove it to you. If you take all Christians, you listen, this is the proof. If you take the whole church, Christians, are we better than those outside? When you look at our lives, compare our marriages with the marriages outside. Are our marriages much different from the marriages out there? Take the charismatic churches or even the church. Divorce. More people divorce. We divorce as much as the world, if not less or more. Take fornication. involved in. You think there are people in the congregation who have been involved in fornication this week from Sunday to today? Kobe, do you think so? You don't think about that. Fornication is not an uncommon thing in the church. It's a common thing. How many know that it's common? It happens. In the choir, raise up your hand if you know that it's common. Careful now. Okay, how many know that lying? People tell lies in the church. People in church tell lies, and people outside the church tell lies. Raise your hand. Put down your hand. How many know that people in church steal, and people outside the church do steal? I was having a shepherd's meeting, and I was giving out some books. I said, all those who brought a workman, they were supposed to stand up, should they will get a book. People who didn't bring were standing. People were cheating. So, and then I said, how many were cheating should stand up? And a lot of them stood up, because I really preach about that they should stand, otherwise something will happen to them. They stood up. Ghanaian believers, they are going for business. One day I saw a certain girl in New York. I said, hey, how did you come here? She just smiled at me. People use people's passports. People go to the embassies and tell lies. My name is Abraham Lincoln. And your name is not Abraham Lincoln. And they will come and say, pray for me. And when they finish and they go and tell lies, they'll come and say, Pastor, God bless you. God has been good to me. God made a way where there was no way. You see, people, they will come and tell you, see, Pastor, pray for me. I've been collecting the bribes. But it's because I don't have me. Pray for me because God has to help me. One of our church members, I don't know if he's a, yeah, he's a church member. He was working with somebody's papers abroad. Then they came and called and they said, somebody is looking for you. When he went outside, he was telling us, when he came back, he was telling us. He said, when they said somebody's looking, he said, I thought it was a friend. When he got there, the police were there. He said, when I saw the police, I just wee-weed on myself immediately. Yeah, and then they brought him to Ghana. I mean, Christians are doing these things. Unbelievers are also doing these things. What is the difference? One sister, she came to church. She was giving a testimony. Her work is prostitution. So she went to work. And one of her customers came. And so the customer came for his services. And when he was taking his services, after 1 hour, the services were not getting completed. And she was also giving her services. And suddenly the man collapsed. And she gave the testimony in church. The man collapsed on the floor. She said, Pastor, I laid hands on him and I prayed for him. And God raised him from the dead. And I'm here to give glory to God for what he has done. All these are in the church. All these are in the church. And they will tell you, if you talk to them about leaving that job, they'll tell you, look, before I came here, they took, and I didn't know about it, they took part of my hair from my body and so on, and they used it to make something, and I made a covenant with them for $50,000 I must pay before I will be released from this thing. How can I be free from it? I have to work and pay so that I'll be free. But they are believing God. They still love, they still believe in God, and they still want to serve God. Still love God. You solve it when you are their pastor. I don't know how you solve it. You say, but all of us are in the house of the Lord. The church is full of armed robbers who steal their tithes. Can a man rob God? Can a man rob God? Many of us don't pay tithes. Yet we are confidently in the church, happily in the church. God is moving, God is pleased with us. Yet we are stealing from what God. Many Christians don't pay tax. What is the difference? The difference is that we have taken Jesus as our Savior. And we have believed in God, that God sent His Son. And that we are all sinners. And we accepted Him as our Savior. And we are saved by grace through faith. We are saved. And that belief is what moves us from this side to the other side. That is all, but not our good works or our works of righteousness. Although our works of righteousness are also important, at the end of the day, you can try and try and try and try and try and try and you still fall short. Keep trying. I said, keep trying. Nobody is perfect. The Bible says that every high priest that is called from among men for the things of God, pertaining to things of God, must offer up gifts and sacrifices for the people and for himself, seeing that he himself is compassed about with infirmity. He himself is surrounded by his own weaknesses. So your frailties are there. How many sinned yesterday? Raise your hand. You sinned yesterday. You are not sure. Even that mind, your mind, your mind, your mind. How many sinned yesterday? Raise up your hand. Even the things you were supposed to do that you didn't do. The prayer you should have prayed. The waiting on God, you should have waited on God. You didn't do it. Many people have gone to hell because you didn't pray, because you didn't witness. Maybe you were supposed to witness to a brother who became a pastor. You didn't. So he has gone to hell. He's going to hell with his churches that he would have brought to God. So you say the people who attacked the World Trade Center were killers. You are more of a killer if you analyze it in that way. So brothers and sisters, God wants us to now begin to walk by faith and to live by believing. Now, who are the people who God gets angry with? Who are the people that God does not like? Are they smokers? We smokers? Drinkers? Who are the people that, we want to know, Lord, who are the people that you don't like? How many want to know the people that God doesn't like so that you can avoid being one of the people that God doesn't like? Turn to Hebrews chapter 3. Notice, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 11. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Verse 12. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil, evil heart of fornication, an evil heart of smoking, an evil heart of drunkenness in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Verse 17. Notice verse 17. Verse 17 is the verse that asks the question I asked. But with whom? Everybody say, with whom? With whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not them that had sinned whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? How many would like to die in the wilderness? How many would like to fall on the wayside? No way. Verse 18. And to whom swore he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that did what? That believe not. That believe not. Notice verse 19. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Terrible. This is actually what annoyed God, what made God angry with these people and leave them in the wilderness for 40 years till everybody was dead. I've never seen God killing a whole nation, except in this instance. He killed the entire nation until everybody was dead. Why? Because they did not believe. As soon as you begin to believe, my sister, my brother, you start to please God. The first day that I pleased God was the first day that I believed. And when I accepted Christ as my Savior, that was the first time I moved like this. Because me too, before I became a Christian, I also don't smoke, fornication, alcohol, I didn't do all those things. So how can I please God? If that was please God, then when you don't do those things, then you are already pleasing God. But that is not, but the day I believe in Christ, it says for as many as believe in him, till then he began to give them access to the things of God. Now, you are a believer. You see, now you are a believer. Within the faith, there are people who believe and still who do not believe. You keep talking to people. You say, do this. This is what the word of God says. People don't believe it. You talk about heaven. People don't believe it. You talk about heaven. We are going to attend whatever. We are going to go to heaven. God is going to judge us for our works. People don't believe it. That's why people do anything that they want to do. People, we talk about tithes. Today is the last Sunday, and next Sunday is the first Sunday of the month. Many of the church members will not bring their tithes. It's like we don't even care. It's like if you believe that it is God's money, suddenly you please God. If you do not please God, and you shall want. If you believe, you see, giving tithes is a spiritual thing. It's an act of faith. And you must rise up to the point where you believe in God, you believe in his church, you believe in the man. What I'm preaching to you, better believe it all. Because you'll be judged for not believing the things you heard. I keep preaching. Jane, I keep preaching. Preaching to you, talking to you. You see, as I'm preaching, you see, even if I don't call your name, God is talking to you. Do you believe it? Do you believe? If we believe, we must start to do the things. If you show me your faith by your actions. Lay pastors. Many, you talk with them about the ministry, about God. Many believe. But you see that even though you believe, yet you don't really believe. Because if you believed, I mean, let's be honest, if you believe that the ministry of God is the most important thing, you would rather be harassing me. Now listen, you are wasting your life following earthly things, but you want to give your life to God because you believe what I'm saying and what the word of God is saying. If you believe, you will want to give, you'll be giving and giving. I believe, you see, since I became a Christian, I believe God is the most important. I believe there's heaven and hell. That's why I always tell people about God. That's why I started preaching. And I believe that many have to hear. And I believe the conviction I have to serve God. I started fellowships and churches and ministry. That's why I'm still campaigning and sending people out as missionaries and doing things, expensive things, which need to be done. That's why I print books. And because I believe that the word is powerful, it can change. But many have. Many people have a word of knowledge, but they don't believe it. You have a dream, you don't care. God says, do this, you don't do it. God tells me something, I want to do it because I believe. And that's what makes me please God. But not because I'm a good person, because I'm not perfect. You can ask my wife. You can ask Pastor Eddie. You can ask anybody who's known me for some time. I'm not perfect. Nobody is perfect. You cannot be perfect. The Bible says if you keep the whole law and you make a mistake in one point, you are guilty of everything. You can't make it. You can't make it. You can't make it. You can't make it. The only chance you have is to take steps of faith, is to believe in things as they come and flow with them as you hear them and as you believe. You take a step that makes you more and more righteous. It was counted to Abraham righteousness when he believed God. That's what he did. Father Abraham. Abraham. If I decided to behave like Abraham, now everybody will leave the church. I don't think I have even one person left to follow me anywhere. I don't know which example of Abraham's things I should do. Perhaps I should get. Should I sleep with my maid? No, I just want to behave like Abraham so that you follow me, because that will make you a good person. Or perhaps I should give my wife to be raped by unbelievers. I don't know which of these you would like me to. Or maybe I should get a new wife, Keturah. And have children here and children here. Which of these things will make me a righteous man like Abraham? How many realize we should walk in the steps of Abraham? Many of you here are better than. How many feel you are better than Abraham? From the few things I've said, you realize that you are better than. Raise up your hand if you are better than Abraham. You are better than Abraham. When you get to heaven, you will see where you are and where Abraham is. When we get to heaven, you see where you are, you see where Abraham is. You see where you are, you see where Abraham is. You know Abraham? Abraham. He was moving with his wife, and then when they got to a place and so on, he told his wife, listen, when the guys come and so on, don't say I'm your husband. Don't mention my name at all. Don't mention my name at all. Just flow with them. Sleep with them. Whatever it is they say, just do it, okay? I'm the head of the house. I know what is good for all of us. Just do it. Sarah was a very obedient wife, humble wife. She just obeyed. When they came for her, they took her. They started bathing her, rubbing her skin with various creams, to wait for the unbeliever kings to come and rape her and play with her. And Abraham was in his house just drinking tea. Yeah. You know Abraham? Abraham was looking at his maid. Araba Lucy. Then he discussed with Sarah. Look, the reality is that you are old. You are Ogbo. Your breast is like chaliwote. Your body has become like this thing. Plantain, old one. Amadan. Ogbo. But the maid, she's fresh. She's exciting. She's fresh. Let me do any of these things that Abraham did. Nobody will stay in the church again. What made Abraham the father? You see, Abraham is revered. Even Muslims revere him. God told him, said that you'll be the father of many nations. I believe. Let me take my son and go and kill him. Or even try to kill him and then they arrest me on the way. I'll be a child murderer. I'll be in prison. Like Abraham tried to kill Isaac for God. Because he was a believer. Believing made him great. He believed. I thank God. As I started to study, I realized that many steps I've taken in my life, I took them because I believed in God. I believe in heaven. I believe in hell. I have a word in me. God said to me, I was praying one day when something happened to me and I heard a voice in the room telling me, from today you can teach. I believe it up till today, and I've been teaching. I really believe it with all my heart. I feel a burden in me. I feel God convicting me and said, one day God said to me, send somebody to this country. I believe it. I come back immediately and I do it. It's not my sending somebody or whatever will happen. It's the fact that you believed in God. It was counted to him for righteousness. Now, you can see you. You take two people. One is even more talented than the other one. You talk to both of them. You say, brother, you are very talented. You are not so talented. When I say to you, you know, God wants you to do A, God wants you to do B. What do you think? And then this one will say, oh, I'm putting two and two together. And because of various things and so on, I'm trying to sort out so many things. This one, he's not very talented. But when he's talking, he said, I believe that it's from God. Then he comes out. Then he starts to do the thing because he believes that as the man of God spoke to me, it was God. It's counted to him as righteousness. For by it, by faith, the elders obtain a good report. That's how to get a good report. You can be good and perfect and nice and everybody will like you, but God will not be pleased with you. I'm telling you. But the step of faith, you just change status. And now you may find that person who may not be so talented, and he doesn't seem to even do so much for God, but because he believed, it was counted. I say, Abraham, is it because he married his maid that he was counted as a righteous person? No, because he believed God. Today, decide to believe. Believe the word of God that is spoken. Believe the vision. Look, if you have the word of God, God will believe in you highly. He will recommend you highly because you believed in him. You believe. A word is spoken. Prophecy comes. A word is spoken. God speaks to you. God says something. God in his word. It's not just the Bible. Look, the Bible is not. It says if you shall hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. Not to the Bible. The Bible is part of the voice of God. But God's voice is the Bible plus other things. God will speak to you by angels. Jesus will speak to you. The Holy Spirit will speak to you. The Bible was not in existence some years ago. How did they hear the voice of God then? Paul would have a dream. He sees some people waving from Macedonia. Come and help her. He believed God. That's what keeps you on a path of pleasure. One day I was looking at somebody and I had no pleasure in the person. And I was asking God, God, am I becoming somewhere? God told me, no. You are beginning to see the way I see. And the reason why I was not having pleasure in the person was not because the person was perfect or the person was this or the person was that, but because the person does not believe. And the Bible says that an evil heart of unbelief. With whom was God grieved? Those who don't believe. Those who didn't believe. He said, my soul will have no pleasure. God showed me that I was now beginning not to have pleasure in things which were not things of faith. When a person lives, you see, faith will make you a humble person. Moses was a great man. Moses had a great future, but he believed, he said he chose rather to suffer affliction with the children of Israel than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. He chose to come down because he believed. He came down and became a different kind of society because he believed in God. Faith will make your sacrifice. Everybody is sacrificing for God, but some sacrifices are far more pleasing to God, not by the amount, but by the response of faith. You believe. So your faith makes you do something. You believe God speaks to you. One day God spoke to me, told me, buy so and such for the church. Not because of what I gave, but because I believe that thing I had was God. And I believed and I acted and I obeyed. That's what makes a person righteous before God. The Muslims are now teaching us what faith is. They believe what they believe. When they have it in their government, they believe it. They finance it. They pay for it. And as Christians, don't be surprised if one day Ghana has become a totally Islamic nation. As we Christians, when your pastor preaches, you start to criticize, you start to talk about it, you start to yawn. We don't believe in the thing. We don't believe in what we say we believe in. When you talk about tithes and offering, you are supposed to pay your tithes. You don't pay tithes. And if you remember one day, you bring it. Maybe if you remember during the month, you don't support it. Yesterday, I was looking on the television, Saudi Arabian embassy, ambassador, he was coming and said on the television, they have built 35 out of 50 clinics. They are establishing so many Islamic institutions in the country. They are pumping money gradually into the nation. At a point, it will go. Many of the countries which are Islamic nations today were strong Christian countries. And the church start to quarrel. No, you don't believe. When you have a pastor, you have a man of God, you don't believe what he says. You don't believe in him. You rather stand and say, oh, look at the car he's driving. Look at what the house he's living. Look at this and that. Oh, man! Man! And you see people be doing it to their death. Man. Where's my picture? I preach with this picture all day. See this picture? Somebody gave me this picture. You see this picture? Pamela, you see this picture? You printed it. Okay, you see? What do you see? A man standing. He's taking a picture. And what else do you see? Some buildings. This man, you see this picture? They found it in a camera that fell out of the World Trade Center. This man was standing. He said, after church, you can come and look at it. He's taking a picture. He's posing. He's a tourist on the World Trade Center at the top. But look behind him. You see the plane coming. There were 5 Arab believers holding the plane like that, coming to their death. And the man was taking a picture. Nobody could believe that people could behave like that. But these are people who believe in what they say they believe. When we say A, we start to discuss. When we say B, we start to analyze and criticize and fight. When we say D, then we start to analyze and criticize and fight. Look at the people, believers in what they are doing. It's a wonderful thing. And you got a church, you got a pastor. We've sent missionaries to different countries, finances, supported. If I was a Muslim, people, Islamic fundamental would have supported me to build camps, to train people. They would have supported my books and my materials to send them to places. Big time. Look at them. Can you see? See the man? He's taking his picture. And see the plane behind him? Huh? Can you see that? When you see the picture, you'll not be happy. Can you see? It's good to sit in front. When you sit in front, you see things. Can you see? You say you are a believer. Tithe, but you don't bring. Tithe. You eat it. And you wipe your mouth. I'm going to church. People are ready to die for what they say they believe. Faith is what makes you pleasing to God. Faith in God, not faith in stupidity. Faith in God. Stand to your feet. Let's close. Lift your hand and ask God if you believe. Ask Him if you believe. Ask Him to forgive you. But we walk by faith. For by faith, the elders obtain a good report. Father, have mercy on us. Keep us, Lord. Deliver us. Help us, Lord. Ask God to forgive you and ask Him to help you to be a believer. A believer. Father, I thank you. I believe in you. I trust you. I decide to obey you from today. Help me to be a believer. Help me to believe the things that I am hearing. Help me to be believe. Help me to 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 believe. Help me not to have an evil heart of unbelief. Evil heart of unbelief. Thank you, Lord, for faith in you in Jesus' name. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you want to give your life to Jesus, Pastor, pray with me. I want to be born again. I want to give my life to God. If you are here, maybe somebody invited you. Maybe you just came to church. Maybe you just came on your own. But deep down in your heart, you know you are far away from God. Pastor, pray with me. I want to be born again. If you are here like that, lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Lift it up high. God bless you. Lift it up high. Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be born again. Lift it up high. 1, 2, I see your hand. I see your hand. God bless you. I see your hand. Lift it up high. I want to give my life to God. God bless you. God bless you. All those who have lifted your hand, come to me in the front and I'm going to pray with you. There's room at the cross for you. At the cross. Come, join them. Come quickly. Come from the back. Come from the side. Come from wherever you are.
There is room at the cross for you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
The millions have come. There is still room for one. Yes, there is room. and the cross for you.
Let's pray. Say this prayer. Close your eyes from the bottom of your hand. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for all my sins. I realize that I'm a sinner, that I don't know you. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Write my name in the book of life. From today, Jesus Christ, I am yours. I believe in you. I will serve you. I will obey you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.